The president said, "There are places and monuments in America where this nation's destiny has been decided," end quote. Such a place, he said, is Selma, well known to most Americans as a flashpoint in the civil rights era. Selma and its story were consecrated by the president's speech. Selma and the Edmund Pettus Bridge. How powerful and fitting. Obama stood with Congressman John Lewis, who was savagely beaten there. Thousands of Americans, black and white, stood behind them, symbolic of how far we have come in the 50 years since the historic march. The president spoke of the bridge as a living symbol in the struggle toward our goal of a more perfect union committed to justice. The resonant line from our history, he said, is, quote, a living thing, a call to action, a roadmap for citizenship, an insistence on the capacity of free men and women to shape our own destiny, end quote, and to continue shaping it. Every day, a new challenge arises, from police brutality to the residue of racial segregation. Consider the neighborhoods of this city, how they continue to separate racial and economic classes. But there has been change. Quote, we do a disservice to the cause of justice by intimating that bias and discrimination are immutable, or that racial division is inherent to America. If you think nothing's changed in the past 50 years, ask someone who lived through Selma or Chicago or L.A. of the 50s. End quote. There is work to be done, he said. Quote, everywhere in this country, there are first steps to be taken and new ground to cover and bridges to be crossed, unquote. Selma showed us we can overcome.